Hey, it's Mike Trinium. I'm here with Mary Grothy. We're talking about Fearless Faith, our new radio program. It airs on 670 KLTT, Saturdays at 10. We're going to find some more times for you, too. So we have some sweet opportunities. Mary, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. This is amazing. I mean, 11 years ago, you and I were having these conversations, and then here we are.
Did I have darker hair then?
I think, yeah.
Keep looking and saying, it is grayer and whiter and still, but I can still talk.
That's good.
It's awesome to have you, and it's so fun to work again together. Now, you spoke with young entrepreneurs before,
yes.
And now Fearless Faith is a newer vision and program. Tell us about the program.
Yeah, a lot has transpired since my two stints here with Crawford Broadcasting. 11 years ago, I was all in on entrepreneurship, sales, marketing, revenue generation, scaling companies, building startups, making money. And interestingly, actually, during my time here at Crawford, when I was recording on KLZ, I came to Christ during that time. And I'm going to just say it had everything to do with your station.
That's so sweet. That's awesome.
Maybe a little bit more to the story, but yeah. I was surrounded by some amazing people here. And when I entered into my 30s, the Lord had just convicted my heart as a new believer to do my work differently. I actually had the opportunity to do the exact same career path that I did in my 20s, which I will call pre-Christ. And I got a do-over. It was incredible to be able to go into the same payroll sales job and then eventually start a second company from which I recently exited. And during that time, what I noticed in the last 12 months specifically is it's one thing to be bold in my faith with Christ as an entrepreneur. I owned the company. Like, I was the HR department. I could do whatever I wanted, say whatever I wanted when I was recruiting employees. I wasn't fearful or concerned about the ways that I proclaimed my faith, the way that I was running my team meetings. I mean, I have heard and had heard over and over and over again from my employees that they just loved the culture and the atmosphere that we had, which was very centered on biblical principles and the way that I led the company. Well, interestingly, it's a lot easier to boldly lead in your faith at work when you own the company.
It helps, right? It's like, we will do it this way.
And when I switched jobs, I sold the company, but before I sold the company, I was burned out. I was exhausted. I was at the end of myself, and I was presented with an opportunity to take a full-time role with one of my clients, a company that I absolutely adore. I felt like this was a gift and that God opened the door. And I said, I'm going to do it. One of the things I thought about was, but I'm a Christian and I don't hide my faith. And I had to meet with the leadership team, the executive team, to truly understand and confirm, I will come work for you full time, but I do not change who
I
am.
What did they say? So how did they react to that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So not every corporation is like that. Mm-hmm. I have been granted a phenomenal opportunity. I work for an incredible company. In fact, the CHRO, the Chief Human Resources Officer, has stood up for me multiple times and said, we celebrate diversity here, and that's all kinds. And this is what Mary believes, and this is just how it is. You know, this is not harmful. Yeah. This is her belief. And it's incredible how well supported I am. But I had to make sure as a condition of employment and accepting the offer that they knew who I was and who I was for.
Yeah, they knew that was you, right? And
100%.
So if you get this, you get all the great business acumen and the experience, but you also get, you know what? She's a believer. She's a Christian. And that's going to be laid out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a platform, I have a following, and I write content and I do interviews. I'm like, I'm not going to hide. Oh, and by the way, I published a book last year with Forbes called Destination Remarkable, Surviving the Dark Side of Success. It's a memoir. It documents my troublesome childhood and then the greatness and all the careers I've had, but also the rock bottom, the coming to Christ, the testimony. And so I'm so grateful to have that story published and out there, and I get to do a lot of speaking. So as I was sitting in the middle of this past year thinking, okay, I'm so grateful for everything I have in my life. I'm a two-time founder, exit under my belt. I have a full-time job with an unbelievable company as a chief revenue officer, but I felt this tug on my heart. And I'm thinking, God didn't create me to be comfortable. He didn't. I didn't get these marketplace talents so that I can make a lot of money and sit around fat and happy, as the phrase goes. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm madly in love with Jesus. He saved my life. And he has provided more to me than I could have ever fathomed could have existed. He is so good, and he is worth it all, and all glory to him. And I felt the calling on my life with the platform that I have through all the successes it's been built and my love for him. You combine the two, and I reached out to you, and I said, I reached out to the station. And then when I found out Mike was here.
Still here.
I was like, yes, I've gotten in. I hope I've left a good impression on this guy. But Fearless Faith Radio, this is the highs and lows, the documents, the journal of me as an executive in corporate America. I get to meet with people, interact with people all day, every day. And I firmly believe that work was good and work was created by God. And I believe that with him, we can further the kingdom. But it's taboo and it's hard and it's cancel culture that we live in, and it's hard for people to have the format, the frameworks, the processes, the discernment, the centering on Christ to say, how can I be madly in love with Jesus but also love my work? And so this show was created week over week to not only listen to what I'm going through present day, week over week, and facing in corporate America, but bring on guests who are Christians in the workplace. These aren't there's not like stay-at-home moms and ministry professionals. Like, those are amazing people. I have plenty of them in my life and I love them. This is for the avatar, the person who goes to work and they don't know how to bring Jesus in the door with them.
Yeah, it's not so easy. Some companies, as your company was so supportive.
So gracious.
Some companies, not the same way. And what do you say to that person?
Exactly. Well, they have to tune into the show. That's what we say to them. and we help them navigate it and work through it. So this show holds a really special place in my heart because I love talking. Did you notice? I love talking. And the fact that I get to have a platform where I get to use my words to spread the good news of the gospel is truly everything to me. So week over week, we have entrepreneurs and CEOs and executives. We have people who are professionals in the workplace who have had to navigate the highs and lows of being a faithful Christian. And how do they do that inside of the workplace? So we're learning week over week from our brothers and sisters.
So many good insights from these experts, you know, people that you have your own experience, so powerful. And then you have these other folks just coming in and saying, you know, here was my experience and here's what God's done with my workplace and others that I influence and work with me.
Agreed. And just the encouragement that's coming from these interviews.
Right, right.
That's big. I'm beside myself. Like, God moves mountains. And the way that he has shown up and worked in these people's lives, this isn't a show that, like, you don't need to be an executive to enjoy this show. Some of the interviews that we have, these are the unqualified, just like me, just like anybody that God calls. And it is remarkable to hear the challenges, the trials, and what they have faced and what God has done in their lives because they're faithful to him and serving him and surrendering to him and letting him show up and work in their lives. So I think just, yeah, there's some tactical week over week, like, hey, here's something you can implement, something that you can try. That's when good. You face conflict in the workplace, but also just the stories I think are going to allow the listeners to walk away so encouraged.
What's one fun thing, as you've recorded now several shows, and we start January 6th. So mm-hmm. people hearing this interview, if it's after January 6th, we're into it already. So you need to get in there. Now, what's one fun thing that you've heard that you thought, wow, I didn't expect that from a guest?
Okay, well, let's talk about this crazy God moment that happened on our episode with Daryl Amy. I have been working with a brand strategist because I have, my husband and I run a Christian clothing company called Do Remarkable Work. And I have been designing Christian clothing swag, so t-shirts and hats. And I was working with my brand strategist because as I'm designing my new keynote, which I'm very excited to take the stage and share my testimony and the story, Mike, I have ladders, like real ladders in my keynote, one representing the world, one representing my faith. And at one point in the keynote, I am climbing both ladders to physically demonstrate that you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to make a choice. And so the tagline that I was working with was going all in for him. So I designed these t-shirts and I put it together and I put it all out on the website, and something wasn't sitting right with me. And I'm like, for him or with him? For him or with him? Is it for God or is it with God? Are we all in for him or all in with him? And so I texted my brand strategist and he's like, I don't know, you gotta go talk to some people and get some crowdsourced feedback on this tagline. So I'm recording with Daryl, Amy, and we're at the end of the interview. And I said, give us the advice, like how we end the show. Like, what is your advice for our listeners for Fearless Faith? And he goes into his word for the year. So yes, did the prayerful asking the Lord for the word for the year, and his word is with. And he goes into this story about how he's always done it for God. And now he's doing it with God this year. And listening to the frame, I thought, there's no way that this actually just happened. And how affirming and amazing is this? And his interview is unbelievable. This is an executive, an entrepreneur, a founder, a CEO, a strategist, and he is injecting Christ into everything that he does. And this interview just was fantastic. But that, by far, just having the affirming moment coming through. So anyway, the t-shirts say with him, all in with him.
One word difference, but it's so different, right?
Yeah.
Four is one thing, with is another. And those, tell people if they want to listen to that, those will be on your website, right?
Yes.
They'll have opportunities to listen if they missed a episode.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're in the Colorado market and also syndicated in Alabama, but we're taking the recording, we're putting that in podcast form, and we're also recording while we're in studio on my iPhone. So yeah, we all know you can see this on YouTube, Mike and I sitting here, but that'll be on YouTube, podcast available on all podcast platforms. As it stands right now, marygrothy.com, there's a Fearless Faith drop down. Soon we will have a fearlessfaithradio.com website with all the episodes and the transcriptions and links to the guests and whatnot. So yes, I mean, really, the internet's good. Amazing.
Now in our last minute, tell us then, so someone that hears this, who's Fearless Faith for?
Yeah. I mean,
what's your target?
Fearless Faith is for the Christian in the workplace, the non-ministry worker, like workplace, where it's, you know, there's no scripture on the walls. Let's just say that. It's for the under-discipled. As a Christian executive, I know that I don't have a community program. I don't have anything through my church. I don't know where the program is that says, hey, Mary, we're going to disciple you and mentor you as an executive in corporate America who loves Jesus. I saw a gap. We're filling the gap. And that's who this show is for.
That's excellent. Now, KLTT, and I failed to mention earlier, Birmingham. So WXJC, just go to our website. You'll be able to find the program. It's a real blessing to work with you again. I know you're going to inspire our listeners that are in the secular workplace saying, how do I stand for Jesus? How do I do that? How do I make Christ part of what I do here and not have people either kick me out of here or look at me and say, I'm not listening to you. So Mary, it's going to be great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mike.